Welcome to the First Time Facilitator Podcast. Whether you're a first time facilitator or a seasoned pro, listen in for tips and tricks to make a bigger impact at the next workshop you deliver. And now, your host, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and I'm here to help you design fast, deliver strong without the stress. Now, last time I popped on, so this is a podcast, but also a video solo riff I recorded for YouTube. The last time I did this was a few weeks ago, and it was really focused on how to organize your resources and materials so that you can design your workshops faster. And that was based around my Spark framework, the K in the Spark framework from my new book, The 2-Hour Workshop Blueprint. And so focus was on the last stage, the keep stage, where you think about what worked in my workshop, how can I bring that back? More about continuous improvement versus trying to create a brand new workshop from scratch every single time. I found that, you know, if you can systemize and organize the way that you store your material, it makes it a lot easier. So this week on the show, I wanted to focus on another element of the Spark framework, and that was the P for power up. And when it comes to the Spark framework, I'm not going to talk through all of the elements. You can read about it in the book or tune into other episodes where I allude to it. The power up stage when it comes to designing workshops and delivering them is actually, there's two elements. So one is the personal power up. How do you get ready and in state to deliver your workshops? Second part is how do you power up your groups so that they engage right from the beginning? Because one of the biggest mistakes often in workshops is we'll start, we'll talk about all the content, 30 minutes are in, and no one in the group has actually engaged at all. So what I suggest is getting instant engagement. So engage early and engage often. So in the solo riff, I want to talk about the personal power up, actually, and how do you get into state? I'm very curious to hear your thoughts as well. So please connect on LinkedIn, send me an Instagram at Leanne Hughes, or tweet me or comment, all of it. All right, I'm definitely prolific on social media, so you'll get a response in one of the channels. And don't forget, when the podcast is over, you can join the conversation in our free group on Facebook called The Flip Chart. There's over 2,100 members in there sharing their ideas, asking their questions all about workshop design and delivery. We'd love to see you there. Okay, so the reason I'm talking about the personal power up is because I haven't been showing up the last week or so. Like, I've been back from New York, I've been feeling a little bit tired. I haven't done really many posts and content, which is unusual for me. I mean, delivering client work, but also just trying to get used to the jet lag, which is actually worse from coming back than it was when I flew over to New York. Like, I was adjusted pretty quickly over there. And this morning, and this is my fault, there was a World Cup cricket match on, Australia in the finals, and I started watching it before I went to bed, and then I was like, oh, I really should go to sleep now. And so I went to bed around like 9-ish. But what happened was I was so curious, my brain was still active trying to think about what's going on with the game, that every hour or so I'd sort of just check my phone and see what the cricket score was. So I really should have made a decision, like, do I commit to this and watch the game, which I kind of wish I had, or do I just sleep through it, wake up and watch a replay? But I did the hybrid approach, which was not a good idea. So I woke up this morning, then I'm trying to do, like, because I my go-to is get up and like exercise, get some movement in. That helps me power up. But it was raining outside, so I felt gloomy because of the rain, even though we need the rain. And then the rain had affected the internet here, so I couldn't actually do a Peloton workout. I tried doing something else, my AirPods wouldn't connect to the equipment. I was just these micro triggers that were slowly really kind of frustrating me, and I felt myself getting very heated. And I thought, right, much like I don't know if you work, I mean, if you work in IT or if anything happens like with technology, sometimes the first thing and the best thing you can do is turn the damn thing off, wait like 5 or 10 minutes and turn it on, and it miraculously seems to work. I didn't try that with all the tech gear this morning, but I thought, how do I do that on myself? Like, how do I give myself a factory reset? Because I was like, I cannot continue. Like, if I'm feeling like small frustrations now, everything is just going to eat, just play on me today, and I'm going to react and be negative or just like not bring my best self, right? So I decided, like, I just need to, what do I need? And I asked myself, what is it going to take for me to actually reset this day, factory reset, and start afresh? Like, just pretend I've just woken up again. So what I did was I went outside. I was like, no technology, just running, right? Go for a 30-minute run, go to your favorite environment where it's flat, you know the course, you can just do it. And I did that, got a coffee on the way home, and I was like, wow, I feel so much better. Shoulders back, breathing was better. I had pretty much washed off how I was feeling. And I think the reason I'm sharing that story is because often, like, I mean, and Mark Bowden, body language expert, talks about this, that the best predictor of how anyone responds in our workshops is the energy that we portray, like how we show up is what people are looking for. So it's so important for you to, like, don't want to be cliche, but show up as your best self, but show up with the energy that you want to create with your groups. Now, the interesting thing about this is we don't live in a vacuum, and often as workshop facilitators, like, you know, I was in New York City, had to fly there jet lagged. Like, I'm on a completely the opposite time zone. I'm pretty much working night shift, but I have to show up to a session full of energy, full of exuberance, because that's the feeling I wanted to create with my groups. So you've got to figure out, how do you create that for yourself? And I think it's really important to think of, like, what is your power up routine look like? The reason I could do that today was because I know myself pretty well. I know what can get me in state. So I just wanted to share thoughts on that and see how you power yourself up as well. So that's a challenge. Like, we're often either traveling, or it might be a high pressure situation where the night before we're not really too sure. We're kind of feeling a bit nervous about what's to happen. And I think that's happened. Like, I know when I was in India, it was only about a 4-hour time zone difference, but I was more concerned around what is this session going to be like. I don't know what the room is like all this, like, lack of certainty. I couldn't visualize where I was meant to be. And so that internal dialogue, it was really hard to switch off. And so when I got to sleep eventually and woke up, I was like, wow, I felt super heavy all this weight. And I'm like, I need to do something to dramatically shift this. Now, the good thing to know is, I mean, I'm not a mum, but there's, like, young mums out there that have kids, and, like, they can just live and do stuff over 3 hours sleep. So the human body, we're set up for this in the short term. Definitely don't recommend doing this as a, like, long-term strategy in terms of, like, what is it every day that pattern interrupts. I think definitely, like, where we can just optimize our routines. But when we're on the road or pressure situations, that might not occur. Now, I'm going to keep this G-rated. We're not going to talk about drugs or anything like that, performance-enhancing drugs or things that people might take. Let's just keep it to what is possible and how you can interrupt your own patterns. So I think the first call is, like, in India, when I did wake up that way, everything in my body is saying, sleep in a bit longer, like, hit the snooze button, you need it. And I wanted to listen to that voice, but I also knew, no, if I actually get up and force myself to the gym, following that, I'll feel a lot better. Just getting outside, getting some fresh air is really important. Andrew Huberman from the Huberman Lab podcast, fascinating. When he talks about, like, getting up and getting to a state of alertness, he said the most important thing is to get natural light, or just any type of light, into your eyes within the first 30 minutes of waking. So that actually triggers then your body, and it tells your body, okay, right, we're going to kick off a new day. Then I think there's like the element of, like, energy in terms of, like, physical energy and how you're feeling. I think there's also some sort of fun things that we can do that are more personalized. So music, of course, is a great one. At the moment, I got a new car the other day. It is a convertible. And the best thing I've brought into my morning routine at the moment is just getting in that car when the weather is good, top down, and just playing some great music and driving to get a coffee. It is like, this is a thing that just puts me in the zone, makes me feel energetically, like, just so excited for anything that's to come. And I know that's, like, a very first world thing, but music is, like, a magic way to shift your attention, to create that that energy for you, but also with your groups as well. So even if you go to the workshop early and you're setting up, like, play that music and create that vibe for yourself, because it then totally reflects on the group as well and the energy that you want to create. And I know Maria, shout out to Maria, she has numerous workshop playlists. So some are more like a reflective type of workshop, where it's more instrumental, chill type of vibes, versus, you know, a high energy one, which might include some more, like, pop songs and things like that. So you can really tailor the music to the feeling you want to create as well. I also have a YouTube playlist, and it's called Videos That Make Me Happy. If I do need, like, a bit of a buzz or something to, like, make me laugh or give me a smile, or it's, like, my go-to, I'll go to that playlist and pick a video from that that makes me feel good. So one example is the Super Bowl halftime show with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Like, that one from 2022 is, like, my favorite halftime show. I'm just amazed at what they did and the fun that they had on that stage, and it being such a big performance. It really reminds me of, like, just that performance element, and how we're not judged on how we think about things. Like, in the world that we're in and the market that we work in, we're not judged on all the intention. We're actually judged on how we deliver. And what I love about that performance is that they delivered, and everyone in that performance, not only the artists, but the backstage crew, the producers, all came together, and it just went off without a hitch. It was phenomenal. It's, like, my favorite thing. Look, even talking about it now is putting me into a new level, a new state as well. Now, these pattern interrupters, I was talking about before workshop, but sometimes if you're running like multi-day workshops or you've got an event on and there's like lunchtime, you know, you might have to find a way to really quickly pick yourself up and refocus as well. So this is where things, and this is not my game, but so many friends on LinkedIn commented on around, journaling, just reframing ideas, being grateful, practicing gratitude on the go. I definitely think there's value in those like 60 to 90 second things that you can do, not wait like where you have to like spend 30 minutes going outside and running, but what can you do in the moment that can help you refocus and center as well? That's where all the mindfulness stuff comes in. Just by knowing myself, it's the environment shift that I need. So even when I was writing my book, I was on the computer and I was getting like just not, it wasn't writer's block, but I could see my, you know, I was scrolling on a screen and trying to go for different tabs and not really making any progress. And the second I just drove myself to a cafe, left the screens behind and just started handwriting, ideas flowed through as well. It was an environment shift. I needed some white noise around me and I needed different stimulation to get stimulation, like going with my ideas. So, but I think that the tough part is, particularly if you work within an organization, is it that being okay. And I know my friend Jordana and I, when we were kind of feeling in a slump at work, we just go, right, we turn to each other and go, do you want to go for a quick walk around the block? And it was only about a 10-minute thing. But I feel like taking that 10 minutes out dramatically improved the morning, got more work done as a result of like chatting it out, talking it through, getting that blood movement, right, getting that movement happening as well. I want to reference a book just because I love movement and what it can do for the way that you think. Jonah Berger's book, Contagious. He says that while we're on a run or walking, we're more compelled to share ideas. So what's interesting is like, I might think of something on a run and I'll immediately send it to someone while I'm running because I'm thinking of them in the moment. I'm in motion. Whereas if I'm sitting down, I feel a bit more stagnant. Like my body is physically stagnant, but so too are my ideas. And yeah, so there's something about being in motion that's really important. I know I'm getting off track here, but really the premise of today was talking about, what are you doing? Do you have a pre-ritual for getting into state as well? In the book, I share a few different ways to prepare. One is like a pre-virtual call thing. That's all about creating certainty so that when I kick off, I know that I've done all the right things, right? Another thing I might do, and I've just taken this from the book, one of my bullet points is stretch and warm up my voice. So look at Julian Treasure's TED Talk, How to Speak So That People Want to Listen. Julian's been a guest on this podcast twice, and he does like these exercises around the 6-minute mark that are really great for warming up your voice, but also picking like a Spotify playlist when you're driving to the venue that has some songs that you can sing to that again, get that activated as well. And I think the other part, Neen James spoke about it in our interview, was switching the focus from, yes, it's good to power yourself up, but then focus on like, what does this group want here? So if you stand in service, you won't be nervous. Just switching that focus, like, all right, we've done everything I can to power myself up. Now let's just focus on what's important here and what I can provide for this group in this moment. Okay, that's it for me. I hope that helped. I'm curious to hear what you do before your sessions. Send me a note on the socials and look forward to chatting to you next time.